Blog Talk Radio.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make you say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted, if you really ready, say yeah. If you really ready, say yeah. You know, you know.
To my eyes, baby girl, sit back. Come and tell you how you want it. Want it. Yeah. You ain't gotta say a word. Let me do what I do. Lay back. Let me push up on it. On it. Yeah.
That's right.
I know it's gotta be your body. Cause your lifestyle like a magazine got me cutting out your pictures. Collages and 10 streams. Trying to read your mind. Cause your post sound like the notebook. Fairy tale, but your IG say something else. A triple light. Really wanna get to know you. Many things I like to show you. But them dudes flock like you a piece of fish. The perfect dish, what I pay for it. Thought about it. Matter of fact, ATM divided. I'ma take a risk, you turned down. But I'm turned up, I've been thinking about it like
Megan, yo. Relax for the moment. What we can do. Anything that you ask, I'm on it. Yeah, I'm on it. Baby girl, don't front. I got the perfect view of that ocean front. Ocean front. Ocean front. Spread eagle. That ocean front. Ocean front.
Ocean front.
Sliding doors. The ocean front.
Sophisticated, you like the shot, but still like the save. Mind-boggling, got my goggles, slippers on. Ready, set, dive in, wait. Hold up. Really wanna make this moment right. Really wanna improve my line of sight. Really wanna get you on my side, get you high. Do whatever you wanna do, baby girl, please you. Hold up, had a moment, it don't make sense. Maybe I'm dreaming, could that be that reason? Yeah, that reason. I never seen you a person, but it's so vivid. Really though, I can't help this notion.
Me and yo, relax for the moment. What we can do, anything that you ask, I'm on it. Yeah, I'm on it. Baby girl, don't front. I got the perfect view of that ocean front. Ocean front. Ocean front. Spread eagle. The ocean front. Ocean front.
Ocean front.
Sliding doors. The ocean front.
Can we play with the idea of you giving me the key to what we call luxury? Something to where the view.
view is pretty. Lot of moisture. But worth the dive, right? Maybe we can upgrade our level. I can have that perfect view. I think they call that oceanfront. All right.
Welcome to Get Lifted Radio's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your guest host who is screwing up already, Toya Vega. Got two callers on the line. Callers, I had a little mishap, so I'm getting to you in just 1 second. I do believe we have the star of the show, International Rob B, actually live right now. Rob, you there?
Yo.
Yo, look, I'm fumbling already. I apologize. I figured go ahead and get into Oceanfront while I figured things out. So I think I got it now.
That's no problem.
All right, cool. So you got callers on the line already. Like, it's lighting up for you, something serious. We're going to go ahead and take a call since we played a song already.
Word.
Caller, you there?
Yo.
Magi Love. To the rescue.
It is Magi Love. what's good? Hey, I'm sitting over here. I'm like, yeah, I think she's got it on mute, but I don't want to say anything because I don't want her to feel like I'm trying to tell her what to do. You know what I'm saying? I did ask her to fill in for me for tonight, so I just want to definitely let you know that I appreciate everything that you do for myself and Get Lifted and Graveyard Entertainment, as well as other people that we support along the way. Really, really, really huge thank you for stepping up tonight and doing this listening session interview. I totally forgot that I was supposed to be on the road to North Carolina. Turns out that I'm not even going now. So I didn't want to call anybody and switch anything up. I just wanted to leave everything as it is. So I'm going to let Toya do her thing. You know what I'm saying? She might be the new co-host for Turn Up Tuesdays. And we're going to make that thing happen.
Hey, life happens, man. So, you know, when family needs you, you know what I'm saying, you show up, period. No questions.
No doubt. And you definitely are family to us. Like, you are on the top of the list. When we're on that stage, hey, if Rob forget to put you in his speech, trust and believe he's going to have to answer to me.
He's docking me $2.
Right. did you guys hear the music okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We had we got another call on the line, and we had a text just come in saying that there was radio silence, so hopefully that doesn't happen from here on out. I think I got it figured out, and thank God you're here, Maggie.
No doubt. I'll be here on standby just listening, letting you do your thing. Don't be nervous. You know, it is what it is. This is not scripted. I don't write my shows out when I do it every week. I kind of like to just go with the flow of the artist. Tonight is very special to me. I'm kind of glad that I'm not doing the interview. And nothing against the artist, but I want to be able to sit back and enjoy this myself and just be proud of Rob and his moment and, you know, just not necessarily be a part of it, you know what I'm saying? But just him knowing that I am here, but I just want to enjoy this moment with him in a fan kind of way.
Word. Most definitely. And speaking of being able to enjoy the moment, 6 months of solid work and dedication, lids off to you, Rob. Like, seriously, I really salute you, man. You've been grinding, and it's obvious, it shows. To get into the interview, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone that doesn't already know who you are?
Where? My name is International Rob B, hip-hop R&B recording artist out of Orlando, Florida. Yeah.
You know. All right.
You know.
But well, before we discuss your music, tell us a little bit about your history and, like, how you got into music.
Word. Yeah, I mean, basically, we all had those childhood stories where we've been around music. Our family did music or something like that. Well, I was fortunate to have a family who came up on music. We do have a lot of artists in the family, and, you know, it was always those Thanksgiving moments, those Christmas moments where all 80 of us would get together in one house, and, you know, we'd go off in the room after we ate, and we'd all get the pen and pad out, karaoke machine, somebody had a beat, and then we'd spend like 15, 20 minutes writing to it, and then we'd all record on it, and it'd be like a collab of like 13 uncles and cousins. So, you know, just doing that and then just seeing my uncle, you know, doing some battling and how big and how exciting the ciphers were back in high school. I mean, that just got my juices going. So, you know, that was something that I was interested in, and I wanted to, you know, investigate a little bit more. And I guess it wasn't until I went off to college where I had a platform to actually perform. I went to school in Minnesota, so, you know, for me to take my craft and go all the way to Minnesota in the Midwest where they live by a different creed with hip-hop. I mean, it's all about the lyrics, not so much the beat. It's about, you know, what you can do as an artist creatively. And for me to get the type of response that I did, just for to let me know that this is something that I really want to do.
Awesome. Awesome sauce. And you seem to have taken the family trait of being able to decide, like, what's going to be a good collaboration. Like, I can tell from, like, your last project, which was the first one that I heard, Evolve, and the way you choose, like, people you work with, you really have, like, an ear for, you know, like, talent and good producers.
Thank you. I think, yeah, I've heard that before, and I never paid no – I hadn't really paid it no mind initially. I mean, it was just what felt right. And, you know, these people that you hear on these collabs are like, is like truly like family. My cousins, my uncle, people that I've grown up with since like middle school. So, you know, when I'm choosing who's going to be on the record, it's just something that I just kind of hear like, okay, I think this would be a bananas type of record. And producer-wise, it's like I've been working with these producers on the last like 3 projects. So for me, you know, day one, when I actually did my first project progression under my new management, you know, I just say, you know, this is going to be the foundation, and we're just going to roll with who has always been there and just try to get better every day. But I appreciate you, you know, recognizing that.
Most definitely. We have another special guest on the line. Speaking of collaborations, I do believe we have Jennifer on. Jennifer, are you there?
Yo, what's good?
Oh, Jennifer on the phone.
Yeah. What's going on?
Man, you guys have great chemistry, yo. It's crazy. Like, I was just talking
Thank
to Rob
you.
A little bit about, like, how good he is with choosing people to work with. And speaking of, the two tracks that you guys collaborated on this project just makes me want more. Like, I'm just gonna put that out.
That's the same thing from that's what both of us said after the joints got finished. It's gotta be something else.
Cool. I was surprised by the second one. I was only expecting one, so kudos to you both on the surprise. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, I was definitely stalkerish at first. I mean, it was like, I heard the interview. Excuse me, I was tuning in, Get Lifted, and Jennifer was actually doing an interview with Maggie, and they had played the first track. I was like, I was the only one in the house, too. Well, my daughter, she was asleep. I was like, yo, does anybody else hear this? What? Like, just because you don't, like, really kind of see the talent like that, that you have, you know what I'm saying, that is really kind of right there in grasp. So when I heard the first track, I was like, all right, you got to kind of hear two or three more just to make sure. And when I heard the third one, I was like, man, I started doing research. I was tweeting, retweeting, stalking her.
Texting me.
Texting Maggie, like, yo, we got to do a clap right now. Like, I don't care how it gets now, but, I mean, it was just something that I knew that would just not only just, I would say, upgrade, you know, my level of performance on a record and my sound, but it was just something that I felt like was destined and that I thought it would be something that was good for the world to hear.
Nice.
Yeah, I just want to say, before the rest of the interview, I just want to say congrats to releasing the project, because I told you I've been waiting on it since we did Soul Food and the other track, Balance. But, you know, just congrats on the whole release. And I listen to everything on SoundCloud, and I love it.
Awesome.
So, my hat goes off to you, and I'm just appreciative at the same time just for you to even have me on the project. So thanks again, and you know, for all the love that you've shown, you know, since day one. You know, I'm just waiting on what we'll have next for people.
Word.
And I just
want to
give my little 2 cents. Of course, I always got to give my 2 cents. You know, I don't hold my tongue very often. I be trying. But no, Jennifer, I just want to tell you that I play your music very often. And every time I play a track of yours, I have two artists here in Jacksonville right now that want to do tracks with you. One is Beast Boy, who is also my partner here at the studio. You can look him up. He's really great. Rob's heard his music, seen him perform. But he would love to do some music with you as well. That Come Home With Me, man, the backpack poetry reggae scene down here, they love that track.
Oh, wow.
Like,
so cool.
They feeling that track. And I just want to thank you for taking the time out to work with Rob. I definitely feel like working with you did elevate him. It elevated him. And
wow.
I'm speaking from a manager's point of view. And I always look for him to seek challenges that's going to better him without always having me to do it for him. And he's stepped up so much as an artist and wanting to grow. Like, I'm just, like you said, I'm waiting for what you guys have next for the world. So congratulations to both of you.
Thank you. You know what? It Soul Food challenged me too. You know, he's not the only one that actually got, you know, taken outside of something that they do on a regular. He definitely pushed me to step outside of what I'm used to also. So, but I'm telling you, when I got that track, and shout out to that was Moment of the Beast, right, Rob?
Oh,
yeah. That was Moment of the Beast, yeah. Man, that dude's dope. But, you know, it was definitely something that, like, spoke to me. Like, the chemistry, again, I think Curry said it, like, the chemistry was so... You know, I haven't had that since Drum Age. Shout out to
that's crazy because it's like how that record actually originated is me and Murder. It's funny that we've only met each other one time. You know, he lives in Georgia, I live in Orlando, whatever. But people always tell me and they tell him they would have sworn that we was in the same city or we was in the same studio, but. Never. We've never been in the same studio, nothing. We just seen each other at a show. Hey, what's up? Oh, you the one that make the beat? All right, cool. But the way that we do it is he makes a lot of from scratch beats for me. And he'll just I'll tell him what I want, you know what I'm saying, and then he'll just do the best. I'll get back with you in about a day. If that, he'll have something, you know what I'm saying, in my email, and I listen to it, and I swear it's like 9 out of 10 times it's been on point. And so Soul Food, I'm a music soul child fan. I don't know if anybody picked it up, kind of like the sample sound, but when I think that the record's so beautiful, I think that music, like, it's so right. And so when I heard, I was like, yo, I would love to do something that is soulful, that is kind of reminiscent of this record, but like take it to our own little lane. So, and he, man, what he produced, I was like, man, that's perfect. I just knew I just needed somebody on it that was going to captivate my vision for it, and you know, it was you. So, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. It's all perfect.
And then you teased me too. You teased me with that sample on Instagram. I was like, yeah.
Awesome sauce, guys. Let's go ahead and get into some more music.
Right.
Coming up here, we're gonna first get into "Show You the Way," International Rob B. I'm gonna leave you guys thirsting a little bit for that Jennifer. I know y'all want that crack. Shameless.
Look, man, I'm over here like, really though? Really, that's how she gonna do?
Yeah.
Okay, now I know how the fans will be feeling. Okay, okay, all right, cool.
Get it out of the way. Here we go, guys. Turn up.
Word up.
You know. Hello.
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 Hello. It's crazy world, you wonder how you escape it, huh? You ain't been winning for a while, quick to give it up. No father figure, you figure, you don't need a dough. Often confused, many blues, you don't have a clue. Where I come in, I get in where I fit in. You say you happy when I'm here, just hope to make a difference. I just hope to make a difference so you see we ain't all the same, baby, you've been missing. Form, how's it done, how I make you feel? That whip a pill, baby face, all real. It ain't a skill to love, I can hold you down. Been through many things, hoping for solid ground. In a room full of promises, those who took advantage, counterfeits. And even then, that just goes to show ain't all good. But where I'm from, it's understood how to treat you good.
A hello, a hello, a hello. Baby, what's your name?
What's your name?
Hello, a hello, a hello. Can I take you out?
Take you out?
But these games that you're playing with lanes, they gon' tell you the way. They can hold you down,
hold you down.
Missing four, but I can show you the way. The way, let me show you how.
A lot of talk, I just be about it. It's nothing like being real, we just read about it. These magazines leave us with no choice. And to make it worse, leave us with no voice. I guess that's why we at the point we at. Rather react than to act, show you facts. That's why I'm capable, showing you I'm able to take care of you, irreplaceable. You left a place now where you trying to get back. I'm only here to guide you, for real, no setbacks. A lot of dudes will sit back, tell you how they feel, how they buy you this and that. Baby, tell me if you still want to regress or progress, or you still rather deal with the same bull when he finds something different, leave you. Cause baby, I ain't leaving you. Oh yeah, I finished what I start, in this case never part. Come on.
A hello, a hello, a hello. Baby, what's your name?
What's your name?
A hello, a hello, a hello. Can I take you out?
Take you out.
But these games that you're playing with lanes, they gon' tell you the way. They can hold you down,
hold you down.
Missing form, but I can show you the way. The way, let me show you.
Yeah. I'm never bluffing, the reason they always rushing, they want a part of you, that's why you never trust them. Baby, I don't blame you, look at they whole angle. These the same dudes, don't care if your heart's mangled. Don't care if your heart's mangled. These the same dudes, violating their angle. Which leave me all confused. Confused.
Let it breathe for a
let
second.
For a let second. For a second.
Couple seconds.
Couple seconds. Couple seconds.
All right, bring it back.
A hello. A hello. A hello. Baby, what's your name?
What's your name?
A hello. A hello. A hello. Can I take you out?
Can I take you out?
But these games that you play with lanes, they gon' tell you the way. They can hold you down.
Hold you down.
Missing fool, but I can show you the way. The way, let me show you how. A hello, a hello, a hello.
baby, what's your name?
What's your name?
A hello, a hello, a hello. Can I take you out? But these games that you're playing with lames, they gon' tell you the way, they can hold you down,
hold you down.
Misinformed, but I can show you the way. The way, let me show you how.
I love that joint, yo.
That joint is hot.
Yeah, that Chris Mecca, like, whoever that kid is, like, when I heard that, I was like, okay, like, I want to hear a lot more from this kid, too. Like,
yeah, he's somebody from Orlando. He lives, I think, like, in Melbourne, too. Like, he moves back and forth, but... he's always posting beats. I mean, he really works hard. Like, he's always posting something, always doing something. And he posted it, and it was like, when I heard it, it was like a J. Cole type Phil beat. That's what he had named it. And I heard it, and I was like, whoa. I was like, that's like next level, man. That's something that I had never really kind of heard or did something too. And so I was like, I hit him up, and he was like, yeah, man, go ahead. You know, see what you can do. I leased it, and I just wanted to, I had a vision with it. I was kind of like, you know what? I wanted to take the approach where, you know, one's perspective where you're talking to a troubled person after seeing them fail countless times in a relationship and with the thought of giving up. And it's kind of like, you know, why you've been giving up is because you ain't been shown the way. So I wanted to kind of do that type of perspective, you know, kind of differently, not just always the more cliche way of doing it. So, yeah, he really did a good job on the beat.
Nice. And let me ask you another one of these questions I've got going around in my head. Like, what or who inspires you?
Just making music, period?
Making music, period. Like, your creative process. Like, what gets you geared up? What gets you fired up, you know?
Well, I'm a mood writer, so I think that I think a lot of these producers, I think that one of the reasons why they do like messing with me is because I don't really sit on anything. I don't like to sit on anything. I know that that may change as we move forward with the process. I'm impatient, as you tell you. But me, I mean, they'll give me, like, if I tell them, you know, I'm looking for something in particular, because I don't really like just getting thrown beats. I used to do that in the beginning, you know, but I felt like I was just kind of force-feeding something on the beat, so I kind of like things to be kind of tailored to my thought process. And so being a mood writer, however I'm feeling at the time, I'll reach out to the producers and let them know, look, I'm feeling this type of sound or this or this and this. And, you know, and I've been fortunate for them to deliver. And, you know, whatever's going on, you know, with me at the time or thought process that, you know, what if or whatever like that, you know, that'll definitely you know, get me going on the writing process. I used to have writer's block a lot growing up, but that was because I didn't really kind of experience anything. But now, you know, as long as I'm staying true to myself and just writing how I feel, that inspires me. So,
nice. You know, it's difficult for me to put like a label on your style, which I think is very complimentary to what you do. It's just so smooth, like, you know, it doesn't really come across as one thing, you know what I mean? Like, can't just put it in a hip-hop box. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I people are telling me, people are telling me, like, that's like one of the most asked questions, like, what is your style? A lot of, like, I've been doing a lot of research with submissions and stuff, just looking for good opportunities to play soul food, like in a lot of good blogs and stuff like that. So I've been doing some searching and stuff like that. And a lot of questions that they ask when you're doing the submissions is, you know, like, what kind of style are you? Like, so we'll get to know, like, who you are so we can place it how it should be placed. But, you know, I find that being the hardest, you know, hardest question to answer, because if I say I'm me, then it's like, oh, like, everyone thinks they're them, but they are influenced by somebody and all that. But, you know, me, I just kind of just do whatever, you know, whatever feels right, you know, and then the end result is always like, you know, you don't really sound like nothing, or it's this or it's that, or you have music for everything. I don't know. It's just how I'm feeling as an artist. But I don't know. Yeah. I really can't.
You guys are probably a little too young to remember Kwame, but I don't know, Maggie might remember Kwame.
Yeah, I do. When you over here blasting my age and shit. Maggie, you guys may be too young to remember, but maybe Maggie knows. Yeah. That's all right, though. I embrace my 34-year-old youngness.
Listen, and I embrace my 38. Yo, listen, our ancestors lived to be close to 200, okay? Where this old thing comes from, I don't know. Like, you old, stop learning.
Good cover up. Nah, I'm
playing. Oh, that was too funny. But anyway, yes, I know who you're talking about.
And so, like, that's who you kind of put me in the mind of in a modern way, Rob.
Awesome. I mean, well, how do you spell it? I'm definitely looking it up. I feel.
I believe Kwame.
Kwame. Okay.
I do believe that's it. So, how's the feedback you've been getting?
Man, it's been overwhelming. I mean. The feedback that I got from my last project was formidable, but this one is just to another level because, you know, everyone, it seems to be a lot of people that do music, so whenever you go into a saturated market, it's hard to find sincere, genuine people that reach out or want to reach out without, you know, letting their pride get in the way and let them know how you feel or let you know how they feel about your music or, you know, whatever it's been. I mean, anybody that's friends with me on Facebook and you know, just period, you know, they know that I've been at this for a while. And for me, I really wanted to set a foundation and to show growth. An artist who is not afraid to show growth. You know, I know that progression and evolve. You know, there were, you know, projects leading up to this. And so I wasn't ashamed to put them out because once somebody has an opportunity to see you grow and get better, I feel like they have a better chance of really kind of more supporting you because they feel like they're a part of your journey. And like I say, you know, when I post stuff, I just say, yo, be a part of history, be a part of the journey because that's truly what it is. It's not just me by myself. It's everybody else who's involved. You know, be a part of what I'm becoming as a person and as an artist because when I make it, we all make it. So the feedback that I've been getting has been crazy, people sharing it. You know, I even did something where I said, you know, the first 10 shares, and if you change your display picture to my cover, you know, you get a free download, you know. And the people that participated, I mean, we hit 10 in, like, first, like, hour. And to see people, like, change, you know, to be prideless and change their cover to their picture to my cover was humbling. And people had just been dropping lines on the inbox or just tagging me in posts and stuff like that, just letting me know how far I've come. And their thoughts about it. So I couldn't have asked for more. We got a long way to go. The world is big. So I just want to continue to get feedback, constructive, positive, or negative, so I can get better because that's what I want to do. That's what, you know, progression and you know is all about getting better every day.
Beautiful. You actually have a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to go ahead and take the person who's been holding longest. Last four of your phone number 3434. Caller, you there? Okay. Perhaps they didn't want to speak to their guests. Maybe they just wanted to listen in. Again, y'all excuse me fumbling around and whatnot.
Let's go ahead and
get into another song, yo. Right now we're gonna come at y'all with another one of my faves. It just seems like every one of these songs I like. I don't know how you came up with to shorten your name to Smooth Rob B, but like that perfectly depicts your music. Thinking of a way, International Rob B. Here we go. Turn up.
Murder.
You know. called in to work. Ain't got no PTO. Probably get written up. But you worth it though. Keep seeing them jeans and in my mind, girl, how you worth that? Anywhere in between, you go in, them girls don't like that. Cause you paid the price, put in overtime. Shorty got your own right. The other dudes, they playing games.
Don't play no
them superdies where you work out. Zumba, they should pay you.
Pay you
think
right.
About what I thought about these past girls, just ain't you. Like, can you picture what's rolling?
Yeah.
California dreaming, thinking red-eye flights in Maui. Aloha's, we leave that thing, that silky skin so smooth. Got cocoa butter, jealous.
Right.
To me and you, we go way back. Like jeans from Perry Ellis. I take the time, let you know that you number one.
You number one.
You kinda tried me, but it's all good. I deserve the one.
I deserve the one.
Can we drink the one?
Can we drink
take
the
shots, either one of those.
Let's go.
Cause that body, I'ma take my time. Here it goes, I'm like summertime. You on my mind. What you doing tonight? Oh, what you doing for life? You seem like the wifey type. I can hold you down, not only for the night. Talk about we should wait a while, but we here now. See, I've been thinking of a way I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch y'all. Been thinking of a way I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch y'all. I can touch y'all.
Baby, you know we can do some things.
We can do some things.
I'm
like
full of just give me five, grab your things.
Just grab your things.
Like late night special is on my mind.
You know what's on my mind. I'm like,
you know we ain't gotta rush. I'ma take my time.
We can do it all day, girl, let me take a shower. I'ma have to say two, probably in an hour. The reason why I'm so shy, like oh my. The way you do my mind frame, it's no lie. Cause the boy get attention, a 10 hug. It's your number on speed dial, a hold up, look. And you know I ain't sweating you. Then you know that you want it too. Come through, lay it down, we can sit around too. We can use whipped cream, hair cups, I'm in the freaky stuff. Oh yeah, you too? Made these plans, what you talking about? Or where you gotta go?
Asking all them questions, like
got me looking like
all I came to do is hit it now.
Yeah, right.
Can I take this time? Let you know that you number one.
You number one.
Oh, you like me? You ain't like them other ones. Well, I feel you. We could just take our time.
I salute you.
Ain't all the excuses.
I respect you.
Make sense. I might get pride. I'm like summertime. You on my mind. What you doing tonight? Oh, what you doing for life? You seem like the wifey type. I can hold you down, not only for the night. Talk about we should wait a while, but we here now. See, I've been thinking of a way I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch y'all. Been thinking of a way I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch y'all. I can touch y'all.
Baby, we can do some things.
We can do some things.
I'ma pull up, just give me five, grab your things.
Just grab your things.
That late night special is on my mind.
You know what's on my mind. I'm like,
you know we ain't gotta rush. I'ma take my time.
I've been thinking of a way I can touch your body. It's so smooth, so nice. So I've been thinking of a way I can touch your body. It's so right. What you wanna do?
You know, listening to that song, like, it's just something about the way you flow, man. Like, I know you be singing girls out their panties, right? I'm saying, like, I need to hire you. I need to hire you on some Luther Vandross type missions. Like, yeah, you that MC. Nah, but where do you think your biggest fan base is?
In terms of, like, region, men, women?
Region, men, women, like, country, like, have you any idea of such demographics?
Well, I'm on Songcast Music Radio, and that's a major, like, distributor of my music, and that's how I get my music on Spotify and iTunes and Amazon. And they have a radio station that supplies the iTunes music, and they give you the stats, the listener stats. I've been a part of it probably for like a year, and I've had several records on it. And they have they gave you all the demographics. You know, you pay something a month, and they give you everything specifically. And, like, I go on there, and it's like, especially now, I think since I've been supplying them with more music, of my latest music, it used to be like 5 or 6 plays a day and stuff. But now I've been on there recently, and I got 37 plays in one day, and these are coming from Germany and France and Japan and England, everywhere that you can think of. And I'm getting the majority of the play there. I mean, it used to be just more U.S. oriented, but now it's just more overseas, which, you know, me and Maz, we got something, we're working on something of that, so we can really kind of appeal more to the European, because that's where, you know, that's where it's all at, you know, when it comes to music and people genuinely, like, just, like, really kind of buying into what you got going on. But, yeah, I would say, like, so far, like, just on internet presence, I would say in Europe and just all around the world. And I've been just kind of just researching on some other demographics and stuff like that, but it just seems like anywhere from the age of 16 to 44 women who've been very supportive, and even men as well, more along the lines of, like, I think it was like the 25 to 35 range. So,
killer, that's crazy. Yeah, actually, I have another caller on the line. I think this one might actually say something. Caller, the last four of your number is 2261.
Yeah, caller, that's it. Hello?
Yes, you're live with International Rob B.
Yeah, what's good? This is Easy. This one, come on, shout out International Rob on the Flourish. Wish them all the luck. Triple Double Entertainment, me, Nix, Strange, Deuce, and Bone. I'm going to see you in peace and blessings on your project, man. Good luck with that.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. It means a lot. Come on, you know, come on here and like I said, be proud and actually give me some love and support for it. Many blessings to you as well. Big supporter, and, you know, it's always going to be love. I appreciate it for sure.
No problem, man. I want you to do well. I want you to do well.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that, Easy. It's Magic.
No problem. What's up, Magic? You know, y'all fam, so, you know, always. No problem. No doubt.
Y'all make sure y'all go to livemixtapes.com and download and vote up the McKnight Files by Nikki McKnight. Shout out to 706 Knicks.
Yep. Go get that. It's hot. Go get that Flourish. It's hot. Come on now.
That's right.
When you coming up to New York, man? You coming to New York, man?
Yeah, I definitely want to come up there, man. I want to do as much traveling as possible. And then as soon as everything, all the cars line up, we there.
Yeah. Knicks is coming up, man. Y'all need to come up here. I'm telling y'all, they like y'all up here. They like y'all up here.
Awesome. You hear that, Magic?
Yeah, I hear it. Trust me, I got some things working. 2014, we're going to be moving. We're moving farther than I had you moving this last year. So all them little diss raps that they doing in Orlando mentioning Rob's name, we love it because I guess he's going to have some more coming.
This rap. Oh, yeah, it's always good when you get this rap. That means I'm saying real talk. If you was whack, they wouldn't even give you a diss rap. So that lets you know something like this. So,
exactly.
We love diss rap. We love the hate. We love it. We feed off of it. It's great.
Exactly.
I love my haters. I love all your haters, man. They just, you know, confused admirers.
Confused admirers. I love that confused. I'm about to post that. Hold up.
Confused admirers, man. That's what they are. It's all right. We love them too. But nah, man, there's a lot of places up here y'all can perform at that, you know, like I'm bringing Nixon and Deuce and all them up here. There's a lot of places that I know they would really like your music. I got a chance to listen to some of your project. It's really dope. So, and I know a lot of places up here where, you know, it would flourish. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, definitely get up here, man.
Word, I appreciate
no doubt.
Sure. All right. All right, I got to go back to work. You know, Maggie, our work is never done, so, you know.
Yeah.
Work, but midnight oil. But, no, I just wanted to come on and, you know, wish you best of luck, man, and on your project and all your future endeavors and, you know, the whole Get Lifted fam. You know, do y'all thing. You know, we always got y'all back. If y'all need anything, just holler at us. And, you know, do your thing, man.
Word. Can ask
thank
for more.
Thank you.
No problem, man. I'll talk to y'all later, man.
All right, don't work too hard.
Thanks for calling in and supporting.
I always do. All right, y'all. Peace.
All right. Peace, yo. Wow, man, that's love. I mean, when you can have people, like you said, you know, put their pride aside and call in and show love. Got a quick question for Jennifer, actually. I was wondering, like, how long it took you between the two projects, because I know Rob said, like, he's a mover, and I know you seem like you kind of work the same way, but I'm never sure, because I'm always surprised, like, you know, when I get something from either one of you guys, it's just always like, oh, wow, again, already? So
yeah.
I was just wondering, like, how long it took you to write to Soul Food as opposed to Balance, or you know, was one easier than the other?
You know, when he sent me the tracks for both of them, I think I sat down, like, right away, like, as soon as I got them. Because Soul Food, they both hit me, but Soul Food hit me hard. Like, I got that one, and I kind of just zoned out, like right away. So I guess you could just say immediately. You know, as soon as I got them, I just wanted to hop on them. I'm kind of like that with a lot of songs that I do, especially if I'm really feeling the track, if I'm really feeling the beat, I'll go at it right away. You know, sometimes I'll sit on beats and then I'll come back to them, something will hit me later. But a lot of the times when there's something that I'm really excited about, I'm really feeling, I go into it right away.
Awesome. All right. Well, that being said, let's get into International Rob B featuring Jennifer, Soul Food.
Nice.
Ooh. Oh, I'm sorry.
One more to beat. Yeah.
Came up from the bottom. Yeah, girl, you did that. Upgraded my swag. Why lie, you approve that, man? These other girls foolish. Worried about the wrong thing. Independent, that's good job. Big goals in your own crib. You go in with the best of them. Break bread with the best of them. I came in, ain't nothing changed. Sacrifice, no second guessing. I sit back, I applaud you. Glad I'm on your team. Shout out to my people who know just what I mean. That's why I'm working hard, no sleep. This here more than a dream, ain't taking no for no answer. C4, keep the dough in, don't let the mother stress you. I got you on everything, and that's everything from living to me holding it down, no OD. Makes us stronger, plus it's a side of you that I didn't know. It's covered up by independence. The fact that we a team, not only one show, we still learning. Plus if that's not what we have, no sense of direction. See, we go out, turn heads, chemistry so killer. Body scent vanilla, taste good, go figure. Yeah, they all trying to holler, I'm like toss a cup of dollars. Yeah, we like nice things. My help and no bother, cause we hit the road, parlay, MIA, South Beach, Tampa, Hilton, Clearwater, hit the beach, social networks buzzing, every time we post a pic, it ain't nothing forced but that passion, that shows through, legit, right?
All right. That was Soulful International Robbie featuring Jennifer. As the young folks are saying nowadays, yes, honey. The track gave me life. So let's get into some more questions, though, man. What producers have you worked with, and what producers would you like to work with?
Well, you know, like I said, I operate with a small circle. For a long time, I only really kind of worked with one. Shout out to J.O. He kind of took me under his wing before I met Maggie. And really kind of getting my sound the way I really wanted to be. I was kind of upset growing up, you know, with my sound and how I sounded, and you know, why do people always say I sound like a particular way, or I sound redundant, or this and this and that. And he, you know, he just kind of really kind of worked with me on really exploring and just thinking outside the box and not being afraid to try different things. I worked with him, so, I mean, big shout-out to him. Mo Murda Beats, I've been working on for about a year now. July, the producer, he's only 18, but he's really beyond his time. He's out of this world, can do everything, and big shout-outs to him. He actually mixes and masters all of my music, and he takes it from, you know, good to great, you know, in my opinion. So working with him has always been great. Death Threats, you know, real quick story. When I met him, it was over the internet. A lot of people hit me up on like Twitter and be like, oh, listen to my beats, check them out. But I'm always kind of like hesitant and stuff, and the approach is everything. He actually approached me on Twitter really professionally and had everything laid out in the format of how he, you know, he distributed his beats, and when I met him the first time at a studio session, I said, just come in, I'm about to drop like 10 songs in one session. He was like, man, I'm down. He came through, and he was just like this random white boy. Like, and he like had this crew cut, like kind of buzz, like with a button up. I'm like, you're Death Threat? He was like, yeah, because he didn't have like an original picture, like his display picture was an original. So I was like, you can't be making this damn crack, man. And he was like, yeah, that's me, bro. I'm like, man. So, I mean, working with him has been crazy because he's also elevated my sound as well. But who I would like to work with, I mean, it's really sky's the limit. I would say Jermaine Martel. He's a very, very, very talented soul. I mean, he was in the urban game for a while, and he actually went gospel. It doesn't matter to me because I would still like to work with them. I don't curse anyway, and I can make that type of music probably, and I think that I would be very, very inspired to work with him. And then, of course, the majors, of course. You know, you want to work with the Swiss Beats, and, you know, you want to work with those type of guys, Pharrells and stuff like that, because I always felt like it's just always just me and the producer. The producer will give me a beat. I'll go write and record it, and that's it. You know, I think about all these majors and how they got 4, 5, 6 executive producers on one track, you know, and, you know, Bruno and B.O.B., and they were all on one track and they collaborated. I'm just thinking, like, if I had that opportunity, you know, I think it'd really be sky's the limit. So.
True. That's what's up. What's been your biggest challenge?
There's a lot of challenges. I mean, should I just give one, or?
I mean, like, I know I asked this question on social media a couple weeks ago, and the response I got was, like, hilarious. This guy was like, free greenery and stuff like that. And I was like, wait a minute,
wow.
that's not a musical challenge, but, I mean,
nah.
If that's his biggest challenge, then in his creative process and in his process as an artist, then, you know, so be it.
Jennifer, I have a question. I don't mean to cut you off, Toya. But Jennifer, being that you are a female and you are part of the LGBT community, like,
I always have to ask each individual person this question because I like to know for the simple fact that I'm trying to put together events that involve more artists that are part of the LGBT community but don't represent themselves as just that. So with that being said, like, what is your biggest challenge? Like, especially with you being in such a – if you have a challenge at all, because you're in an area where it's kind of, depending on where you are in Chicago, there's a huge population of LGBT community.
I guess the a challenge as far as wanting to represent myself as a lesbian artist, or just an artist that happens to be a lesbian.
Basically, exactly. Just an artist that just so happens to be a lesbian. You know, I know that once certain people hear about your sexual preference or whatever the case may be, I'm sure that you've come across, or you may not have, and you may come across this, like they may not want to do work with you just because of that simple reason, no matter how talented you are.
You know, I don't really see it as a challenge. I guess it could be for some artists. But I think I've always just represented myself as just an artist, period. It's not so much about my sexual preference. I guess I'm just trying to stay universal and just speak to more than one audience. I haven't really come up – well, I won't say that because I have come across just a couple of people in the past. You know, you have people that who may see you one way, other than, you know, what your vision is for yourself. And I butt heads with a couple people. You know, I'm kind of just an everyday chick. So, you know, I may go out and just like jeans and a hoodie or something. But there's still some femininity to me. But I guess that would be a challenge, is just some people not really understanding that. But I'm not going to say there aren't people that do, because there have been so many people within my career that do understand where I'm coming from. So for me, it's not really a challenge. I mean, I'm just you know, staying universal. I'm speaking to more than one audience.
Right.
So I guess I turned it into a positive.
Awesome.
I think that's
awesome.
That's a great question because, you know, the first time I actually knew, because I just kind of just primarily listened to music, and I guess there is some music that you have that kind of describe it, you know, and it kind of like it sticks out more than now that I do know, but I don't think that to the ordinary listener that they can hear it. Now, when I saw Nobody's Gotta Know, which is one of my favorite songs, by the way. You know, it's really clear. But, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. It's crazy because when I tell a couple, I mean, I don't like to discuss anyone's personal, I mean, preferences. That's who you are. I respect you as an artist, as a person. I think you're a sweetheart. But, you know, there are some people that have asked me because they've seen, like, I put them onto your work and they've seen it. So they're like, you know, Rob, I didn't
mm-hmm.
Is she a lesbian or something? I was like, hey, you know, I mean, I'm just like, damn, I was like, you probably mad, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what it is. See, like, I can do, you know, with the way that I am, you know, marketing myself, is like, I can get on a track with Rob and, you know, speak in universal,
right.
You know, about a universal message. You know what I'm saying? Soulful is for anybody. You know, I can write and make tracks for anybody, any gender, any sexual preference, you know, whatever.
Right.
That speaks to more than one audience, which I've always wanted to keep it. Or, you know, I can get on a track, you know, with Temper and, you know, it be, you know, that we're talking about the, so, you know, I can do either or. That's why I say it's, you know, it's not really a challenge for me. You know, I kind of feel like I weathered that. Like, I can do basically anything I want and be okay.
I don't think it's a challenge. Yeah, I don't, I mean, I can second that. I really don't think it's a challenge because, listening to your music, you do have that quality. And as long as you continue to have that quality and you feel comfortable with the quality, I think that you're going to excel. I think that's one of the other reasons why I respect you so much, because, you know, you can jump on a track like Soul Food.
Yeah.
And you could jump on a track like Balance, but then you could do songs like Crack and God Damn It, you know what I'm saying, where you just feeling yourself,
yeah,
and, like, watching that music, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just cool. You just, you know, you just swagging, you know what I'm saying? And, let somebody was really, like, paying attention, they like, oh, is she? Because you're not selling out all the way. Like, you know, you're dragging your pants and you're doing, because, you know, you got some people that just, like, fully gangster with, they look more manly than me. And I'm just like, you know, I don't know.
You know what it is also? It's just having support. Like, you know, if I come in and I got Mogul who backed me, you know, from day one, who just says, you know what, this is Jen, this is who she is, and people are going to respect her for it. And that's how it's been. So, you know, it helps, you know, with it not just being me that's trying to direct that message, but I got a whole team since day one that's just been like, we love Jen, you know, for who she is, and that's how people, you know, are perceiving me, so, which is pretty awesome for me, so.
Well, speaking of, you know, this topic right here makes me want to go into the track Balance, just because of the title, Balance, and this whole thing, like this whole conversation right here. What it does is it shows me how artists are able to balance each other out regardless of what goes on in your life, because at the end of the day, what you're focused on is your artistry and nothing else. So with that being said, we're going to go into the track Balance by International Rob B, featuring Jennifer, produced by my boy Mo Murder. Here we go, Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love.
Looking for balance till I collapse, mishaps on top of traps, not looking back, not trying to react. Perhaps the future I foresee was meant for me, was meant to be. What I am, will I become before I'm done, before we're finished. Images we paint before the sun has risen. I'm forgiven for my sins, for those who seek to see me fail. People hate to wish you well, oh well.
I'll take what I can get, the hustle, muscle up the courage to defend me from the struggle.
Yeah.
For my family, growing up, rep for my city. Shout out all my folks who ride since day one. You know they coming with me. This that track to make you spit too. The track to make you smoke too. Since day one, cap it 100. Even at times, knew what was hard. You spent so many nights, buzzing off of that liquor. Do I have what it takes? Or contemplating a break? Cause this pressure do bust pipes. Lord knows I don't need that. Got by the G in my account. Bills due, so I need that. Got some snakes all in my grass. Crazy thing is they my friends. Show up in my low time, but them low time. When I need them, so I leave it up to the sky. Keep the faith and just ride. Know that everything is alright. Like Twan say in due time. Grab that, sit back, hold that. Take a picture of my lifestyle, you keep that. Fear is unknown, keeping it pushy. But when pushes get pushed, react with persistence.
Time to do what's right. Got a world full of trouble and my problems gon' double. But I'm still gonna learning from the struggle, working hard for a better life. I'm trying to manage with a disadvantage.
All this disrespect, yeah, I know that I'm focused, or maybe it's just me. Do I need to ignore them, all these sacrifices I made? all these chances I take. I can't let y'all be my downfall, be the reason why I fall. That's why I stand tall in this hill, 7 foot and I'm shacking. Mary J, no drama, let it burn, Usher Raymond. With all these trips I take, love shown, face grown, but I fight with my city. Some plays with just one song, and I'm tired of all of these politics. Folks thinking they better, where is all of your cheddar? Supposed to shine together, man, I question all of y'all motives. Is y'all here for us artists, or it's worth it? A few bucks, kind of fit, just speaking out of concern. Today y'all gon' learn, work too hard to make this work. To give credit not earn, but got love for all y'all real. Relate to how I feel, you know I keep it moving. Cat Williams, let's do this.
Yo, 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 that was Balance by International Rob B featuring Dinner Fair. And correction on that, that was actually produced by Death Threats. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me, Death Threats. Murder, he gets so much credit for everything because he does such awesome work. So I do apologize. That was definitely by Death Threats. Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am.
When you, when that track was submitted to you, Balance, I find myself listening to that track quite often. It's relatable on many levels, and I'm sure to a lot of people. So I pretty much, I know where Rob stood when he was doing his portion of the track. Like, where were you? Where were you? Were you at a certain point in your life that, or you just, you know, you kind of listened to what he put together, the beat flowed through you and you came up with something, or is this, you know, speaking on something that kind of maybe could have possibly, you know, happened to you, pertaining to you?
To ask, Rob explained to me the concept of the song, and it made a lot of sense. Everything is basically just self-explanatory of what he explained to me, but I just sat and I went through everything, every challenge that I could think of, every situation that, you know, I struggled throughout my career, just, you know, personally, and I fed off that, and then and the lyrics just started flowing for me. That
cool.
Soulful, you know, they were two completely different tracks. Soulful was more of a zoned out type of vibe. Balance was like a heartfelt. Like I felt that, like, inside.
Yeah. You
know,
could
like
tell.
I felt like
you could
lyrics,
tell.
I felt like the lyrics had to display what I was feeling at the moment.
I should have known Rob gave instructions and shit. Like,
yeah, he should have like wrote out a story. Like, this is what this song is about.
Hey,
and hey, I got it. I'm like, cool.
It's so crazy because people be like, man, I promise you, you know, I be around, you know, certain people a lot. So when my phone rings, it's only certain people that are calling me and texting me. And 9 times out of 10, it's probably Rob. You know what I'm saying? And people were like, man, if he didn't have a wife and you didn't date women, I promise you everybody would think y'all would go together. It'd just be so crazy because, you know, sometimes I will have our conversations on speaker and they just be like, y'all's conversation is like, this is, you know, so I appreciate you for having the patience and understanding and working with him.
No, you know what? No, Rob, he's a cool guy. And honestly, I appreciate, you know, him, like, him spelling that out for me. It made it a lot easier to come up with everything, so.
I think the word would be better with some instruction, you know what I'm saying? That way there's no misunderstanding. Documentation leaves no room for anything else. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just particular, you know me. I like, man, I don't know, OCD. I don't know if you call it all that, but I just felt like, you know, if you get proper expectation, then what you get back, you know, is going to be what you initially wanted. And,
exactly,
I mean, even though
I
even though I got what I wanted, I, you know, in 18 times more, You know what I'm saying? And because, you know, wifey was actually mad at me because I remember she sent it back. You sent it, like, in the morning. And when you sent it in the morning, I woke up, and I, like, lay in the bed for, like, 30 minutes until I got to get up. And you sent it to me, so I'm already excited. So I'm sitting there, got the laptop on my lap, wifey sleep. And then I went ahead, I looked to the sky, said a prayer. I said, please, Lord, let this be good. I clicked play. And then my eyes lit up, and I'm over there like, woo! And then soul food came on. I'm over that bitch jamming. I look to the right, wife looking at me like, I'm like, what you? I'm like, what you? Hold on. I was like, what you? But I mean, then that was just the type of feeling that I had. But I mean, I felt like if I could. You know, show off as much detail as possible with what I was feeling. I think that we could relate. I mean, just hearing your songs anyway, I knew that you were capable. You know, some other people, you know, you don't really kind of know what you're going to get. Like you think they sound good in their own realm, but when they cross over and try to collab, a lot of times it doesn't work. And I just think that you took instruction well, you know, and you just really kind of made it your own. And I think that that's what the result that we got.
Okay. No, like I said, you filling everything out, it definitely helped me out a lot. I mean, as you can hear from the tracks, like, you know, just like you said, you and Murder, like, weren't in the same studio with the tracks that you did. Like, you know, even with me recording that, you know, drum recording me, you know, that chemistry was, like, still there. Those tracks are amazing.
Right, and on balance, I definitely like me knowing that you don't just sing, like, you just as much joy, you know, to kill something, you know, lyrically. So I was like, when I heard it and I first initially heard the track, it wasn't even like that. I heard it initially, Death Threats asked if I liked it. I said, man, this is something. And he got a great feeling. He was like, yo, this track just makes me feel something, and I wanted to give it to you. So when I got it, I already knew that I needed to do something on my end to make sure that I paid respect. Because anybody, side note, that messes with me, music or anything, I like to really give it all my all because that's a chance that they're taking, you know. But when he did that, I said, man, can you put a drop at the beginning? Because knowing that I wanted you on the record, I really wanted you to spit something too because I know you're equally as talented. And when you came up with that, I said, boy, because I don't really have nobody really – I kind of just go first all the time. And so to have it kind of switch it up and have you go – man, you know, you really did it justice, and I'm proud of that. As I tell you, I tell you every day on Twitter.
Cool. Well, I know Jennifer got to go. She got things to do. I definitely appreciate you for coming through and, you know, spending a little time with us. As always, you know, you are definitely welcome. Have you come up with a date when you're releasing your project yet?
No day right now. You know, I think the whole pushback is totally me. You know, I'm kind of crazy. I just want to keep getting better with the tracks. So,
sometime next year.
I understand you don't have to give me an explanation. I deal with wacky artists every day, all day. So, I understand, y'all. But let the people know where they can find you. You know, your Twitter, your Instagram, or if you just have a website where they can go and find you in one spot.
Definitely. For everybody listening, make sure you check out my website. I am Jennifer. That's JennifiR. IamJennifer.com. If you want to follow me quickly at Twitter, it's follow me at IamJennifer. Instagram, the real Jennifer. But just the one-stop shop, you can find me on the website at IamJennifer.com.
All right, and I'm going to shoot you, like I said, I'm going to shoot you a couple names. I'll let some artists hear some of your tracks. They're definitely caliber artists that I know was, this is Jennifer. This is Beast Boy walking through the studio right now, like, Jennifer? I'm like, yeah, Jennifer. I would love to work with Jennifer. So,
tell them to hit me up. Yo, I want to say, Rob, yo, bro, once again, thank you so much for having me be a part of this project. Like I told you, like, it's really hot. Shit is dope. And just, you know, thank you for all the support that you've shown me, you know, over these past few months. Anything that you want to do in the future, man, you just let me know. You know, I'm down. I'm down to make something else with you. And Maggie, thank you so much, you know, for always showing love, playing the record. Anytime you need anything, you guys let me know.
Big ups to Tim.
You know, we got to give a shout out to Tim. MMR, Mogul Media Records. Big shout out to Mogul Media Records. That is who is representing Jennifer. So, you know, much love to y'all. We thank you for the support that you continue to show us as well. And anything that we could possibly do for you, even though, you know, it's just the two of us, you know, we try to extend ourselves as much as we possibly can and lend helping hands wherever we can. So, you know, whatever we could do, just let us know. And we definitely, you already know, your music is going to be pumping through us all the time, no matter what. So,
thank you. And is Toya still on the line?
I'm still here.
I think Toya, okay, yeah.
You did great.
Set me down.
Toya, you did great.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Don't even worry about that sound in the beginning. Nobody's even going to remember that.
Right, like, if you go through my archives, there's a show where I was mute for 30 minutes and I couldn't figure that out. I'm like, oh, shit, I got my Skype muted. I'm muted. Okay. So she did way better than me, and I was a few shows in. So big ups to Toya.
Thank you, Jenna. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'll speak to you guys soon. Real soon.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Good luck, Rob.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Toy, I know you got stuff to do, too. Big shout out to you live from New Orleans, man. We appreciate you. Anything I could do for you, even though, shoot, you got your empire, like, totally under control. Like, I thought I was doing something, man. If y'all don't know what I know, you better follow Toya on Twitter. You better get her on Facebook. You better get her on Instagram. You better get to know her because she's definitely dope. She can help you out. She can get you out there, and that's T-O-I-A, V as in Victor, E, G as in George, A as in Apple, Toy Vega.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maggie. I appreciate you guys having me. Rob, once again, I love the project. Keep it coming. I'm already ready for the next thing.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I'm glad that you support it. To have support goes a long way for the mental of the artist. So I really appreciate all the love and support that you do unconditionally, for sure. All
right, guys. Have a good night.
Appreciate you, Toya. And I'll be giving you a call later on, probably later on this week.
Awesome. Yes, I do need to politic with you. Thank you.
Okay, no doubt.
All right.
Have a good night. Later, fam. Rob. We're going to get into another track. Let me see here, partner. I know you're waiting, probably trying to get some ice cream or some shit. Have we played hip-hop Ciroc yet? Have we played hip-hop Ciroc?
No.
All right, that's what we're going to get into. We're going to turn it up a little bit. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida, from Vendetta Vision Studio, 2870 University Boulevard West, suite number 202. Here we go with Hip Hop Ciroc by International Rob B, featuring July, Boogz Malone, and Twan the Student.
Showing the love and the passion for this. It's been a long time, no matter
Who to start the same dude they put away in cages could change his life on stages. They used to not mention my name, now the biggest print on pages. Mama told me pray on patience. I played on pavements with niggas that it led to arraignment. Thinking damn, it ain't the life I painted. Nobody to co-sign, you gotta leave your mark somehow. Niggas want you to dumb it down, but I do not come down. And being from the stock, they say that this is not your sound. Comical logic, but believe me, dog, I'm not your clown. In the midst of misunderstanding, I'ma pop four rounds. A nigga way before his time, but feeling on time now. When people come up to your shows and say that you're tight, wow, I swear that shit is an emotion that you can't write down. And I'm addicted to the high curse to follow my dreams. A lot of people ain't gonna know what I mean.
Pour some Ciroc, we headed straight to the top.
We in the game with second chances is forfeited. Them same lanes to rip up all of your verses. The pressure builds where all of your focus is. Trying to press the next dude, your soul has no purpose. World star, but can't I handle the comments? Critique me with your life a disappointment. This music within, passion that keep me going. I got a family to feed, I'm pushing no C-section. I swear to God that I'm all in. Cause you don't see it, I don't really need your comments. And even then, back when was you ballin'? Probably the reason why Orlando fallin'. Put me on stage with all of the crowd feeling me. Claim you support, but won't get a CD. That's free, that ain't the only thing that baffles me. Bottom to the top, hope you watching me. It's automatic, I stay proactive. Give my city a face so everybody is bumping me. I get it going for people, I hit working. Minimize the beat so nobody is jerking me. And I put that on my kids. I'ma work my ass off so they ain't gotta ask the whiz. Shout out to my people in particular. Put in work so we do this on the regular.
Thank God for the breathing, all I'm achieving. Mic in my hand, got to stand for the evening. I'll be doing this till the day I stop breathing. Patience, brother, patience, yeah, it's all in due season. Ha, it got me thinking I could take it to another level. When I am the prize of the eye is on the devil. My words resonate through bass just to adjust the treble. I'd rather pay my credit off than to rock a bezel. I'm outspoken, words are never holding. Lyrics are like a ticket, Charlie was looking for the yogi. Nigga, I'm never folding, the stories are always holding. Different perspectives, but I'm expected to be unfolding. Common denominator, giving niggas the vapors. Defiant, determined souls, what our generation made us. Robbing from old ladies, just to try to rock the latest. Pen and pad in my hand, practice for being the greatest.
What I'm saying, I'm headed straight to the top. For my city till the day that I stop, yeah, but I'ma keep going, going, going. And I'ma keep showing, showing the love and the passion for this. It's been a long time, no matter situation, I'ma always run, yeah, but I'ma keep going, going, going. And I'ma keep showing, showing the love and the passion for this.
Yo, 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 we're live from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm your host, Magic Love. This is Turned Up Tuesdays, Get Lifted Radio. Y'all make sure y'all follow us on Twitter at @GetLifted_Radio. Make sure you follow International Rob B at @SmoothRob_B. Make sure you follow Jennifer at @IAmJennifer. That's JenNNIFAIR. Rob, let the people know where you was at with that track, man, and how you went about selecting the features for that. I believe, yeah, everybody on that track is from Orlando, not originally from Orlando, but they reside there now.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't even take too much credit for the record. I mean, I could be responsible for getting the group together, but it was actually Ron Fernandez, who was July's manager, older brother. He approached me and said, you know, we're doing a record for July's project, and we really liked the chemistry with me and Twan was on I Got It, and then me and Bugs was on that Stop Me Now, and he thought that for us to come together would be something crazy. So I pitched it to Twan, and I pitched it to Bugs, and, you know, they said it was down, in July when I had produced it, did his part. I did my part with me and Bugs, and Twan did his part, and then we all put it together, and it was what it was. And it's actually a record that a lot of people are really, really liking, like, you know, great vibe. So, you know, that was pretty much, you know, it's about a celebration of hard work paying off and putting on for your city and letting people know that you have no intentions of slowing up.
Yeah, let people know you're good at shooting them free throws. You know what I'm saying?
Shot.
You know what I'm saying? But no, anyway, let's see where we're gonna go. You pick one of the final few tracks that's left where you want to go next, if you remember.
I think we pretty much the only ones that we didn't play was Going Down and What You Want. We could do Going Down.
All right.
Going Down, it's not a money rap or bottle rap record. It's basically a record that just kind of shows that after you putting in hard work, that you're entitled to have fun too. So somebody told me that it's the new Friday anthem.
Oh, word. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that kind of does fit that track right there. This
right.
next track is called Going Down by International Rob B, featuring my man, Boogz Malone. And shout out to Boogz Malone. I still think about that damn marketing strategy he had, putting his thing on CD, on beads, and making it a necklace. Like, I feel like if they got any awards in Orlando where they come up with the creative marketing idea, it should definitely go to him. That was dope. But shout out to Boogz. Here we go with Going Down. International Robbie featuring Boogz Malone.
You know.
Mo Murda Beats.
Yo, Boogz.
Yeah.
IRB. You know.
Fresh up in the club like 100 stacks. VIP. Bills paid. I ain't holding back. Bartender. Make it another rap. I ain't gotta work tomorrow, it's going down. Going down, tell them boys it's going down. Going down, tell them boys it's going down. Bartender, make it another rap. It's going down. Rolling up in that $2. Definition of winning. Plus I got a bad chick, loose ends. Living life with no ceilings. I done fit the flow and that's getting dope. I made a little change and no lie. Your boy get a bigger buzz, so I celebrate. If you wanna hang to the side, now this ain't nobody rap. No money rap, just saying. When you put work in, it ain't hard to see. Powerball, I'm playing. I ain't playing about that meat though. Them folks know I get ratchet. Only gotta throw it once. Randy Moss, guaranteed I'm catching. Man, I stay reppin' the old. Even though he gets no love, buy me throw back in the club. So rock by the turned up. Bills pay, I ain't gotta worry about this and that. So what's up? When I got Boogz with me, how I lose? Tag team, you up? Fresh up in the club like 100 stacks. VIP, bills paid, I ain't holding back. Bartender, make it another rap. I ain't gotta work tomorrow. It's going down. Going down, tell them boys it's going down. Going down, tell them boys it's going down. Bartender, make it another rap. I ain't gotta work tomorrow. It's going down.
I ain't gotta tell niggas we been working, bruh. Pushing myself to the limit, and I'm about to turn it up. Travel on that road so long, keep rubber burning up. And I ain't never mashing the brake. If you last in the race, then you gotta catch up. Just gassing them, I don't even look, just passing them. Pop another bottle with my Cassina, you know. Robbie Black tracking them, yeah. Kissing up of that platinum. Big crib, big chain. Hit 95 in that new whip, we on Biscayne. Slapping niggas on track, find the rap, Rick James. Forget lanes, they try to pass and I switch lanes, no big thing. Got em. I just aim, roll up for the night. All you see is smoking sparklers, bottles, buckets of ice.
Fresh up in the club like 100 stacks. VIP, bills paid, I ain't holding back. Bartender, make it another rap. I ain't gotta work tomorrow, it's going down. Going down, tell them boys it's going down. Another rap. I ain't gotta work
them all.
It's going down.
Fresh up in the club, find me in the back. The rock bottles lit up. I don't hide them at.
You already know that I do my thing. Rolling with a bunch of winners, you should do the same. Fresh up in the club, find me in the back. The rock bottles lit up, I don't know how to act. You already know that I do my thing. Rolling with a bunch of winners, you should do the same.
Yo, 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 that was Going Down by International Rob B featuring Bugs Malone. Y'all make sure y'all follow Bugs Malone on Twitter at BOOGSMALONE. He's definitely a dope artist in his own way. Going Down, I like that track, Rob. It was one of my favorites on the Flourish. I've had Flourish now for a good little minute, so I've kind of wore it out. I still listen to it, though. It's what? Still on my iTunes and everything.
Who say that? No, I'm playing.
Hey, I'm just saying. Hey, you got to understand, the only thing I listen to is independent music. So between you, Sir Nasty, Beast Boy, Nyx, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all are pretty much, and other people that I do listen to, but for most of the part, like, y'all are my playlist. Like, there's really nothing else for me to listen to, so.
No, that's just motivation for me to get something new to you. That's what you want. You just want me to get to you, so. That new.
Yeah, that's why Sir Nasty got like over 50 mixtapes, because I'd be like, hey, man, I need something to listen to. He'd be like, all
right,
well, let me get in the lab then.
You're right about that.
No doubt. But, the feedback has been crazy. Like, I've been paying attention to it, even though, you know, I've been a little busy here and there working and everything. I still been jumping online and checking the stats, and like, shout out to all the supporters, man. Like, I definitely know that this project is going to surpass the numbers of the previous projects, and that's something that we definitely look to do, which is to progress in our numbers. If we progress in our numbers, then we know that Rob is progressing as an artist and people are responding well to what it is that he's doing. So once again, shout out to the supporters. Without you guys, the drive is there, but the support from, you know, strangers, family, friends, you know, different camps, like, it's very special. You know, you really can't explain it, and you can't put a price on it. So we thank you guys very much.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, you know, it's at some point, you know, an artist, well, with anything that you're doing, but whether it be going, you know, going for your doctorate in grad school, being a doctor, nurse, anything, we all need acknowledgement at some point. It's food, it's our food for motivation and encouragement. So whenever you see somebody that's reaching out, you know, I make sure, you know, people, they may think, oh, it's corny, sucking up. But, you know, hey, if you share my stuff, I'm going to make sure I respond. If you like it, I'm going to make sure I reach out, because I know, people don't have to do it. People post stuff all the time and every day. People get hidden from their Facebook posts and they don't even know it, you know. And so if you take time out to actually like it or look at it or see it, then I'll make sure I go to extra mile to appreciate it, because at the end of the day, it's the people, you know, who make it possible. So, very appreciative of all love that's ever shown, for sure.
No doubt, no doubt. So, I know some artists, they have tracks on projects that they do for themselves. They have tracks that they do specifically for the fans or family member, whatever the case may be. So, on this particular project, Flourish, what's your favorite track? What's your favorite track on this project?
I'm a little picky. Like I said, you know, progression and evolve. I have records on there that, I mean, you got to love what you do. If you're going to put it out to the public, you got to make sure that it's something that you're confident in. And, you know, like I said, progression and evolve was something that, you know, I put out there as a foundation. So the records that I had on there was just all, you know, growing experiences. And it led me all to these tracks that are on here now. And I think this is the first project that I've been happy with every record. because it shows growth. When I hear it shows growth. It makes me smile because I know that I could say I come a long way. You know, I'm not boastful or anything to say that I'm the best. I was the best when I did progression. I was the best when I did evolve. I like to think that it was great quality music, but I think here, I think that it's something that I can smile at for a minute, but then I know that I just need to top this times eight. So my favorite record on here, I really like all of them. I would probably have to say, Soul Food.
Okay.
Well, I think it's a tie between Soul Food and Balance, and it's not because it's, you know, I had Jennifer Fair on it. It's great, you know, great quality music. It's just that where I was at when I wrote it. You know, Soul Food was a record that was dedicated to Wifey. Because
yeah, I figured that.
She, man, when I met her, like, she didn't like I always like my one of my corny lines to her was, I don't want nothing to change. Me being with you, I don't want nothing to change. You know, I want you to still do what you do. I just want to be a part of it. So part of your life. And so, like, she upgraded me in ways that are unimaginable. And, you know, she really made a lot of this possible music-wise, you know. And, you know, some people show their support different ways. Some people just blast it all over Facebook. But she supported me where it counts the most, which was financially and mentally in the home. And so, you know, when somebody does that for you, you know, I want to work hard to, you know, you want to work hard to show them that you appreciate it and that, you know, they don't have to worry at the end of the day. And so that was my tribute to her. With writing this record, just letting know that, hey, I got you at the end of the day. And then with Balance, you know, me, you know how we talk, and you know how I balance life, you know, with my daughters, with work, with my wife, with the everything. And so life is clearly a balance, and at the end of the day, it's who can balance it the best.
Right.
At the end of the day. So those would be my favorite records just at, you know, at a writer's point of view.
Cool. Well, we got one final track, and that is What You Own. Yeah, that's featuring D-Star. We actually released this as kind of like a preview of what was going to go on with Flourish. You can get this track on iTunes. Again, the title of the track is called What You Want, featuring D-Star. It's International Rob B. New project. Make sure y'all get on SoundCloud.com/International Rob B and check it out. Hopefully it'll be online and available with iTunes and all of them very, very soon. We're just waiting for them to do what they need to do on their end to make that available. Hard copies will be available. We will put that out there on social media when you can order those hard copies to be sent to you. So y'all make sure you follow Rob on Twitter, smoothrob_B. Get him on Instagram, theofficial_IRB. Look him up on Facebook. What up? You know. What'd you say, Rob?
I was saying right.
And all that good stuff. So we're going to get into this final track on Flourish. It's called What You Want, featuring D-Star. Here we go. Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love.
You know. D-Star in the building.
All right.
IRB.
Hey,
like, homie, what you want, right? Fire out. You know my flow
so cold, going in, homie, what you want? Flow so cold, going in, homie, what you want? Flow so cold, going in, homie, what you want? Flow so cold, going in, homie, what you want?
Living life with no ceiling, folk know that I get it. All I know is persistent, and I'm all about for some winning, man. I'm all about for some winning, all about for some winning. All I
know what's persistent. Cause I'm all about the winning. It's no clocking in, no punching out. We on the grind like all day. It's all love, my passion. But don't forget that payday. No candy bubble fatty. That greenery, them pesos that are putting kids through college. Maybe test drive that Range Rover. I'm pushing through, I'm rolling. Got plenty folk that can testify. Doubt me, but you smoking. I ain't working hard, suicide. I'm a rare breed for them people who don't think it's cool to go to school. B.A. still rapping, thinking made my mama so happy. You know I represent for them dudes who got drive, put in work. Knowing something's gotta give. I hate to see my bank account hurting, but that real talk, don't like the talk. Don't know I'm about that action. D-Wag, CLF. A picture me in that classic, showing up to the Grammys, condo in Miami, making live a life with no worries. The only thing that's important, got people at attention, that get done what need to be done. Food for success, 12 rounds, bell rung my.
Blow so cold, going in, homie, what you want? Blow so cold, going in, homie, what you want? Blow so cold, going in, homie, what you want? Blow so cold, going in, homie, what you want?
Living life for no ceiling, right. Folk know that I get it. All I know is persistent. Then I'm all about for some winning, man. I'm all about for some winning. All about for some winning. All I know is persistent. Then I'm all about for some winning. You know the crazy thing, we work hard and it's BS sleep through. I put my time in for this 3 minutes to be criticized by you. But that's the price you pay for the fortune and fame. We all got an opinion, spent many years trying to prove wrong. But now y'all miss y'all in their life. Now I got me a buzz, I'ma irritate till y'all pay me. This time of day I'ma saturate in this flood, homie, what precipitate? Like TikTok, I see the time. Time waits for nobody. I split the flow, what great team. Oh, I'm gon' be somebody. Standing out by the club, passing out flyers and CDs. Post a post on these networks, making sure y'all see me. I'ma push and push like Saturdays, fighting for them days. Success in exchange, young and paving my way. Who y'all wanna settle, not me. You can find me in the street, politicking on my feet. And I be damned if I'm slipping at me and I let my fam down. Feel me now, old town, representing, hold me down, you know my.
Blow so cold, going in, homie, what you want? Blow so cold, going in, homie, what you want? Blow so cold, going in, homie, what you want? Blow so cold, going in, homie, what you want?
Living life with no ceiling, folk know that I get it. All I know is persistent. Then I'm all about for some winning, man. I'm all about for some winning. All about for some winning. All I know is persistent. Then I'm all about for some winning.
Goodness gracious, her hips and waist is simply amazing. I can't erase it. Out my mind, I'm out my mind. It's me o'clock, you out the time. Out the shine, what I'm on. She do what I say like Simon. Hard as a rock, baby love to pop. On top, don't stop, girl, climb on. Bounce like a ball, no basket. I'm fresh to death, no casket. L's up, be my team, no lacking. Don't trip, cause we all be packing. What I'm on, you can only imagine. In the game like a new John Madden. Ralph Lauren bucket, sliding in the bucket. Got you mad, homie, please quit crabbing. Like G, Louise, with my dog and they don't got bleep. Throw deep in that pussy, Drew Brees. Lactose on the dough, blue cheese. Blowing clouds of the loud, ooh-wee. I'm shredded, big headed, call a nigga Stewie. Got a fetish for the relish, any beverage. Same color as the shoes, balling like 2-3. Car goes on, they long, true weeks. I be mismatching designer. Should I go out to Domi for that $100 line? M-O-V, money go over vagina. R-O-B, we speak the truth, no. We ain't
lying. Yo. Another track produced by Death Threats. Shout out to Death Threats, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter as well. Rob, do you know Death Threats Twitter?
I do.
Cause
it
I'm
is.
Not...
it's at DEAF. THREATVIK.
Oh, okay. Deaf. DEAF, like deaf. Like you can't hear. Deaf.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like Death Threats, yeah.
Okay. Death Threats, Vic. VIK. Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like doing it well.
I got him.
I follow him already. I just was spelling it the incorrect way. So y'all make sure y'all follow Death Threats. He's also a great producer. That's Death like you can't hear Death, D-E-A-F, Threats, V-I-K, V as in Victor, I-K as in kite. So Rob, Flourish, what is a single that the people can look for to be pushed off of this particular project?
Singles or single?
Single. Single. What single? What single do you look to push and release first off of this project?
I would say Soul Food.
You're supposed to act like me and you don't know what's going on, dog. And you're supposed to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to release Soul Food. You know, we've been putting the cover out there. See what happens when we don't do the script and it's an actual team. He all over here like, duh, you know the answer to that. This is not for me.
I'm like, well, I thought we were gonna do. Oh man, that's all pain, man. I need my ice cream.
Hey, but it's all good though. It's all good. It's all love. They know we have fun while we work.
Right, got to. Got to be able to laugh at yourself.
So, Rob, what's the single that you're going to release off of your new project, Flourish?
Well, you know, I was thinking about doing this track called Soul Food. Soul Food will probably be the next record that I push. I think it's right, man. It's coming into the holiday season, you know, getting cold outside, you want to have something that's going to really set the mood and really kind of hit the soul, you know. People are going to be eating good Thanksgiving, so you can play the record there, you know. It's real soulful, and it's just an anthem, man, just for people to start appreciating people in their life that are doing a lot for them, because a lot of people don't appreciate it, they take it for granted. So, you know, whenever you can give back, you know, especially in the holiday season, you know, that's something that's really going to be able to touch people. And I think
right.
I think the record is fitting. It's ready for this time of fourth quarter.
Once you check out the project, people, if you want to book Rob for any shows, hit me up. You can follow me on Twitter. I am Magilove, M-A-G-I-L-O-V-E. You can hit me up on Facebook, M-A-G-I space L-O-V-E, Magilove. It's basically magic without the C. And then I hope everybody knows how to spell love, you know, because we should all be spreading. Oh, yeah, you know, I got that magic. But anyway,
whoa.
Yeah, if you want to you wanna book Rob, you can follow me on Twitter. You can also get me on Instagram. I am Magilove. If you want to talk to me directly, you can hit me up at 323-642-8033. Rob is definitely ready to hit any city, any stage. I guarantee you, ladies, if you want to bring ladies out to the club, you need to have International Rob B on your flyer. I'm just going to put that out there. So the ladies bring the fellas. So if you can get somebody to bring the ladies, like International Rob B, you just hit us up, and then I guarantee you we bring the fellas too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyway, Rob, shout out to your wife. You know, I can only imagine what she goes through, you know, as you being her husband slash also being one pursuing your career, being a father, and all that great stuff. Like, you know, sometimes I just be wanting to block your ass. So I can only imagine how she feel. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Shout out to your wife, though. I appreciate her for being very, very supportive. I know that we probably ask a lot of her at times, but she definitely puts aside her own personal gains. I'm sure at some point she might want to go out and buy some shoes or something, but Rob want to do a show. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, we appreciate her for that. We definitely, definitely appreciate her for that. Shout out to your mom. Your mom is awesome.
we finally are Facebook friends after, a year and some months. And I see the support that you get from your mother, and it's awesome. So shout out to your mom for just being there for you in your corner and believing in you and your artistry, because it's a lot of people out here. I hear, you know, they don't get the support from their families. They can't even get their families to come to a show that's right up the street from the house that may only cost $5. So, you know, so shout out to your mom. And, you know, once again, shout out to all the supporters who support you. And, you know, I don't really know what to say at times because it sounds repetitive, but I'm very proud of you. And I just want you to keep believing in you. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to believe in anybody else but you. Know that you are your own brand, and everything else around you is just the foundation to keep you going and to push you. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you put in the work. You invest in yourself. You don't ask for handouts, and you make it happen. So there's great things are going to happen for you. You know what I'm saying? You just keep doing what you do.
Well, thank you. You know, you already know. Feelings is always mutual, and it's a process, and I'm just glad that I got you on my team to go through it.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, I hear the little one in the background.
Oh, yeah. Still up.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead. We're going to wrap this thing up. I'm going to close out with a few tracks. I appreciate you for taking the time out. The project is awesome. We're going to keep on pushing that thing. So y'all going to get tired of seeing Flourish. But we don't care, because that's how we continue to flourish. You know, so Rob, any shout-outs you want to give?
Man, I can go on all day. Just shout-out, man. Shout-out to, shout-out to my family that support me. Shout-out to everybody that I work with on a close basis. Terrell with the graphics, you know, Murda, Death Threats of July, J.O., musically and sonically. Shout out to my uncle, Ag, for giving me the inspiration to be able to do this starting out. Just everybody who supports me on a day-to-day basis, who shares my stuff, you know, I'll never forget that. Shout out to you for all of what you do. That's going to be priceless. That's priceless for what you do. So, just consider myself lucky individual to have the support that I do, and I just hope that it increases and continues.
No doubt. Well, once again, you guys make sure you go follow International Rob B at @SmoothRob_B on Twitter, the official _IRB on Instagram. Look him up on Facebook, International Rob B. Better yet, you could just go to the website, internationalrob-b.com, represented by Get Lifted Entertainment. You know, our whole mission is creating avenues, you know, building numbers and networking. And we do that with everybody. We don't discriminate. We don't have bias. We don't have favorites. We support everybody who supports us and beyond. So, much love to you, Rob. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to close this thing out. I'm going to replay Soul Food. This is going to be the single that we push. I'm going to just do a little shameless little request up in here, and we could possibly maybe do a video in 2014 with Jennifer on this track right here, Soul Food. Tim, if you're still listening, yeah, that's for you, dog. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. Rob, I appreciate you, man. I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
All right. Night. It's been fun.
All right. Later.
Bye.
Here we go, man. We're just going to ride this out with Soul Food. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. International Rob B featuring Jennifer, Soul Food. Turn It Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love, signing off from Jacksonville, Florida, Vendetta Vision Studio.
Came up from the bottom. Yeah, girl, you did that. Upgraded my swag. Why lie, you approve that, man, these other girls foolish. Worried about the wrong thing, independent, that's good job. Big goals in your own crib, you go in with the best of them. Break bread with the best of them, I came in, ain't nothing changed. Sacrifice, no second guessing, I sit back, I applaud you. Glad I'm on your team, shout out to my people, who know just what I mean. That's why I'm working hard, no sleep, this here more than a dream. Ain't taking no for no answer. Kick the door in, don't let the mother stress you. I got you on everything, and that's everything from living to me holding it down, no OD. Makes us stronger, plus it's a side of you that I didn't know was covered up by independence. The fact that we a team, not only one show, we still learning. Plus if that's not what we have, no sense of direction. See, we go out, turn heads, chemistry so killer, body scent vanilla, taste good, go figure. Yeah, they all trying to holler, I'm like toss a cup of dollars. Yeah, we like nice things, mind helping, no bother, cause we hit the road, parlay, MIA, South Beach, Tampa, Hilton, Clearwater, hit the beach, social networks buzzing, every time we post a pic, it ain't nothing forced but that passion, that shows through, legit, right?
And get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah, we can all make you say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah.